Welcome to Shake and Bake Cast. Today's guest is Leah Wallace, the College Prep Programs Manager for the American Shakespeare Center, where she creates and coordinates educational programs for students of all ages, from 8 to 80, but focuses primarily on students at the undergraduate level and under via her position as the camp director of the American Shakespeare Center Theater Camp. American Shakespeare Center Theater Camp is an immersive residential theater intensive for high schoolers aged 13 through 19 who descend on Staunton, Virginia for one or both of the 2 3-week sessions held every summer. Leah serves as a sort of artistic director for ASCTC. She sets the goals and oversees the structure of the entire program. Year-round, among other things, she works with the education department to select the shows for each camp session, and she works with HR to hire and manage a seasonal, artistic, and residential staff of more than a dozen people. When camp is in session, she works directly with the campers as a teacher and director. As a fellow educator, I welcome you to Shake and Bake Cast, Leah.
Well, thank you. And I have to say one thing first. It's pronounced Stanton.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. We get
I've never been to Virginia.
Well, I hadn't either until I moved here and was quickly corrected.
Okay. Well, thanks for quickly correcting me. Please tell us more about the American Shakespeare Center Theater Camp and how high schoolers can apply.
Sure. So the camp is open to rising eighth graders through rising college freshmen. We usually get a pretty good spread of ages. You can apply by going to AmericanShakespearecenter.com/camp and opening the application link. Applying is free. It's pretty simple. It's also really good practice for the Common App that most colleges use because we base our applications around a personal essay rather than an audition or anything like that. So that's it.
Do you accept high schoolers throughout the country?
Oh, yeah. We have, I think 20 different states currently represented amongst our applicants.
Oh, my gosh. And what is the application period?
We opened our applications in December of 2017, and we will remain rolling until filled, at which point we'll start a wait list. And next year, we're actually hoping to open registrations much earlier so that campers can re-up right when they're done with the session they're in.
That's nice. And those are 2 3-week sessions. That sounds like quite an immersive experience.
Oh, yeah.
And what do the students do? What's their experience like when they're in camp?
So the primary activity is a rehearsal process for a final production at the end of the 3 weeks of a one-hour cut of one of Shakespeare's plays or a play by one of his contemporaries. They rehearse with professional directors after being cast into one of the three shows that we do each session. We cap each session at 39 campers. So the casts for each show are usually between 10 and 13 campers. So they're split up in that way. They rehearse pretty much every morning for at least 3 hours. They spend their afternoons doing various activities. They'd have voice coaching from actors at the American Shakespeare Center. We also do movement coaching. They take classes in combat. We do a lot of work with text prep, learning how to break down Shakespeare's verse patterns, his rhetorical patterns, the way he incorporates the audience. They get to rehearse on our stage, the Blackfriars Playhouse, kind of a big deal.
Wow.
The world's only. Yeah. The big thrill is that they get to perform on our stage at the end of the session. And they also come to see every show that the actors are doing during the summer fall season, and they get to watch rehearsals as well. So it's all day, all week.
What a fabulous experience you provide those campers. That sounds terrific.
Even better, they can earn college credit while they're doing it. So it's
oh, really?
Yeah, through Mary Baldwin University. That's who we partner with. The campers live on campus in one of Mary Baldwin's dorms, the newest dorm that they've built. And it's only a couple blocks away from the theater. And they rehearse and they work on the campus space when they're not in the playhouse. So they're getting a lot of that college prep preview experience. It's a really good practice run, but you have a lot of support still, not entirely independent at the age of 14 or anything like that.
Okay. All right. That really sounds fantastic. What other educational programs does the American Shakespeare Center offer?
So many. First and foremost, we have teacher seminars 4 times a year. Those are for teachers of all kinds. We mostly get theater teachers and English teachers, but we do all grade levels, everything. And they're all about breaking down Shakespeare, as we call it, and giving teachers actual tangible tools that they can take from their experience with us right into the classroom. And that's a big part of what we strive to do is train teachers to feel more comfortable and to be confident and to inspire more love in their students for Shakespeare. We also offer various types of educational residencies, either on location in a school, or we'll bring groups to us and they can come for an afternoon, a weekend, a week, whatever. We have a whole lot of workshops that we offer. You can take tours of the Playhouse, which is, once again, the world's only recreation, Shakespeare's indoor theater, and have lectures with various faculty, including our founder, Dr. Ralph Allen Cohen, or other members of the education staff.
Wow. That is fantastic to hear that you offer so much. Can you tell me something about the coming season? What is the ASC playbill?
Currently?
Yes.
Huh, let me tell you. Well, we are in the middle of our Actors Renaissance season, which is my favorite season. This is the time of year when many theaters have gone dark and aren't performing regularly, but we instead decide to take our general mission, which is to recover Shakespeare's staging conditions in a way by recreating the room in which he performed many of his shows. We push that further by recreating his rehearsal practices as well, which means that our actors have to do everything themselves. There are no directors, no formal designers. They get very little rehearsal time, and they have to put up, I think, 5 shows in 10 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy. And they don't even get full copies of the script. They only get cue scripts, which is what Shakespeare's company had, just their lines and the cue to speak. And they don't get a lot of time to memorize. So sometimes they forget their lines on stage and it's really, really fun. It's an amazing thing that we do. It really is like nothing else. And we're running Hamlet, Richard II. We're about to open Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. And then Antonio's Revenge, and then Way of the World, but maybe reverse the order of those two.
Wow.
Yeah, and that runs through the first week of April.
That is quite a combination.
Right?
And then all of that is cue scripted?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I'm amazed to hear that. And then what is planned for the summer?
This summer, our first session season includes Hamlet, but it's the first quarto version, which is going to throw a lot of kids for a loop, and I'm very excited about it. As You Like It, and Volpone, which is a Ben Jonson play. Mm-hmm. And our second session is Pericles, Twelfth Night, and Christopher Marlowe's Dr. Faustus.
Okay. So are some of your actors then in rehearsal for the second session while they're performing in the first session?
What do you mean?
How are the sessions? You said first session and second session. How are they sequenced?
It's each one is a standalone experience for the campers. That is, so the first.
Oh, you're talking about the campers. I thought I was talking about the American Shakespeare Center's
in the summer. I can tell you that too.
Okay, that's what I'd love to hear those too.
Yes, we are. Our summer season for 2018 also includes As You Like It, in case you're wondering, a new adaptation of Jane Austen's Emma, written by playwright Emma Whipday. I'm running out the things. A Man of Mode and Comedy of Errors.
A man of mode. Who's that by?
That's a good question. I definitely know that off the top of my head. Definitely do.
I'm sorry.
I should know these things. It's a George Etheridge. It's a Restoration comedy. It's written in 1676.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't even familiar with the title, but
that's what's fun that's for us. Comedy. It's totally new.
It sounds like I've never had the pleasure of attending the American Shakespeare Center or being in the Blackfriars. It's definitely on my bucket list.
Good. It should be on your bucket list.
And I will share the news about the information I've received today about the camp with our students.
Great. Can I add one last thing? Because we're currently
absolutely
Right now in the lead up to Valentine's Day, we're actually having a Camp is Love campaign to raise money for the scholarship fund, because we do offer as much as we can financial aid for campers to attend. And you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ASC Theater Camp, or you can donate online if you just go to amshakes.center/camplove.
That's fantastic. How great that you do have scholarships for the campers. I appreciate that. I'm glad you included it. Thanks for joining us today, Leah.
Thank you for having me.